We now come to our reading for today, which is going to be brought to us by Margaret and Phil.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I lack nothing.
He makes me lie down in green pastures.
He leads me beside quiet waters.
He refreshes my soul.
He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake.
Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil.
For you are with me, your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies.
You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows.
Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
So our theme for today is Jesus is our good shepherd. If we can have the first slide up, please. Now, this is where the sheep come in. So my first question is, does everyone have a sheep with them? If you don't, raise your hand, I will come round with my spares. Anyone need a spare? Okay. So, Jesus is our good shepherd. And from the memory verse that we've done, we've discovered that he knows us. So, what I would like you to do first of all is, in the middle of your sheep, I would like you to either write your name or draw a picture of yourself. Yes, you are the sheep in this instance. While they're doing that, if at home, obviously you won't have the sheep that we've provided here, but feel free to draw a picture of a sheep on a piece of paper and then write your name or draw a picture of yourself in the middle of that as well. Okay, so the shepherd looks after us. The shepherd knows us. So in the same way that a shepherd looks after their sheep, Jesus looks after us. So we're going to look at some of the ways that Jesus looks after us. One of the ways that a shepherd looked after his sheep was by giving them what they needed. Sheep need grass. They need water. Wonder what we need. Any suggestions on things that we might need? Yep, Jason? Food? Okay, yep. Andrew? Water, so same as the sheep, we definitely need food and water. Yep. Shelter, yes. Yep. Grass, well, food, yep. Okay, we need to be kept clean. Okay, so some way to keep ourselves clean so we don't get sick. Yep. Sorry? Good health, yep. Okay, lots of things that we personally need. We know that Jesus provides everything that we need. He was, after all, the Word of the Father, and therefore what brought all things into being. He provides food and water for our physical bodies, the food of the earth. Particularly good if you're in Scotland with the water, because I do like the taste of a good spring from a Scottish mountain or hill. Some really, really tasty water from those springs there. But he provides us with all of these things. He also gives us love, forgiveness, joy, hope, peace, and many other good things that our spirits need. So what I'd like you to do is write in the bottom right-hand corner, he gives me all I need. Or if you don't want to write it, or you prefer to draw something, you can draw something like grass or whatever your favourite food is, something like that, to represent that he gives us all that we need. Now, another way that a shepherd looks after his sheep was by guiding them on a safe path. And this was so that they wouldn't get in danger. This was so they didn't wander off and get themselves lost or run into wild animals. And just like sheep, it's easy for us to wander off and get into all sorts of trouble. Started to discover a little bit about that just a moment ago with the quiz. The phrase, we're only human, states how we often make mistakes. Jesus knows the safe path for us to walk through life. And he promises to lead us on that path. So we've looked at the fact that Jesus gives us all that we need. We've looked at how he guides us on a safe path. So let's have a look at what else the Good Shepherd does. So the Good Shepherd is always with them. The shepherd often spent all day and all night with his sheep. But even when the sheep couldn't see the shepherd would reassure them. So he'd do that by banging his rod against stones so they wouldn't be afraid. They'd hear the sound and they would be reassured. They knew the shepherd was there looking after them. And Jesus has promised to always be with us. In Matthew 28, verse 20, he says, "And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." Jesus promises he will never leave us. He will always be with us. And we can trust that Jesus will keep his promise. Even though we don't feel Jesus near us, like the person that's next to you that you can feel or physically see, he's still with us, looking after us. Don't know if anyone knows the poem, "The Footprints in the Sand." The whole idea of that poem is saying that there were times we couldn't see Jesus with us, the person says. And Jesus says, "I was always with you, I was carrying you," but we just don't see him by us. But he's still there, even though we don't see him. So what I'd like you to write in the top right-hand corner is, "He is always with me." Or if you want to do a drawing, you can draw a picture of Jesus. Jesus is always with us. And then finally, one of the biggest ways that a shepherd looked after his sheep was by protecting them from harm. In our last I Am service, we looked at how the shepherd would lie in the entrance of an outdoor sheepfold to protect his sheep from wolves and thieves at night time. And we've also mentioned today how he would use his rod during the day to scare off wild animals. A good shepherd would sometimes be willing to lay down his life for his sheep. We sometimes hear in stories that David told of when he was a shepherd, how he would face up against the lion or the bear. This was a very real thing for shepherds looking after their sheep. And Jesus, our good shepherd, was willing to lay down his life for us so that we can have eternal life. He said, "I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand. That's John 10:28. In this life, we may have to cope with all sorts of troubles. But Jesus has made it possible for us to be kept safe for all eternity, forever and ever. So, in the remaining corner that you have on your sheet, I would like you to write, "He protects me from harm eternally." Or, if you're doing drawings, you can draw a picture of the cross. The cross that symbolizes how he protects us and gives us eternal life. So there we have four wonderful ways that Jesus, our good shepherd, looks after us, his sheep. He gives us all that we need. He guides us in a safe path. He is always with us. And he protects us from harm eternally. So, in a moment of quiet, I'd like you to look at your sheep. The sheep where you've drawn a picture of yourself or written your name in the middle. That sheep that is you. And you see the four things that we've said that Jesus does for us as the Good Shepherd. And in that moment of quiet, thank Jesus for being your Good Shepherd. Lord Jesus, we thank you that you are our Good Shepherd, that you give us what we need, you show us the safe path to travel, that you're always with us, and you'll protect us forever. Amen.